I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
So today we thought we would talk about birthday parties. I mean, we both have kids. You have kids of all ages, as I like to say.
And having birthday parties for kids and trying to figure out where to have them, how to plan them, and have as little mess and complication as possible is my goal. I don't know what your goal is.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of birthday parties. So my kids got a big first birthday. They got a big fifth birthday. And then I let both of them have big 10th birthday parties. And now I kind of was like, okay, your next big party can be sweet 16. I don't know. I mean,
I think that, it comes up every year. We got to think about this.
I know. So we've tried to do little things in between, like grab a friend and we've gone to the water park, or grab a friend and we'll go here. But birthday parties are a thing here. My kids get a lot of invites.
I think they're a thing everywhere. When I was had my oldest son, who's now 22, and this is what made me think of it, is he turns 22 in 2 days. And he was saying, oh, Mom, you like my birthday more than I do. And I'm thinking, I planned your birthday parties because you wanted them. And when he was little, he would talk the day after his birthday. We would talk about how he was going to have his next birthday. He would look through the Oriental Trading Catalog to choose the theme.
Yeah.
There were a couple other companies. I don't remember the names of them, but they had like party themes. So that was, we would go to Party City, which they don't have here.
I know. When we moved here, that was one of the things we looked for, because Jill turned 10 here. So we let her have a big 10th birthday, which included renting the mini tents. Have you seen those on Instagram?
Yes.
So when I told my husband she wants tents, and we usually don't do sleepovers, but she only had 3 friends come over and I knew them really well. I think his thought was I was setting up a tent in the backyard for these 4 10-year-olds. He was out of town when I did it. And when he saw the pictures, and of course I had to make a reel for Instagram, he was like, how much did that cost? But she was amazing.
It's not about the cost.
No. And the pictures were awesome. And that's what she chose for her, big 10th birthday, because I spend a little more, as I mentioned, on their first, fifth, and 10th. So,
well, over the years, so now Alex is 22 and I have an 18-year-old and then 2 younger ones. I've had a lot of birthday parties for my kids over the years. And, personally, I just want to do something different. I don't want to do the same thing every year. And so I've tried to find something creative or fun to do, but also I want it to be easy and fun for the kids, and make sure that there's not tons of mess. The mess part is what kills me, because parties can be a little bit intense.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what was your birthday party when you were a kid? Because mine was, my mom literally went to the grocery store, and then obviously Costco came on the scene. It was a sheet cake and the big tub of ice cream, and you invited your friends over and you played in your backyard. And that was it. That was the birthday party.
I come from a very large family, so we just had our family. I never really had friends over. I remember a couple of sleepovers like in junior high, but I have 2 very distinct birthday memories. And my birthday is coming up in a couple of months, and I always post these same pictures from my birthdays when it's my birthday, just to show how cute and young I used to be. And one was when I turned 5, I was at my grandma's house, and I got Donnie and Marie dolls for my birthday, because I was obsessed with Donnie and Marie. That was my favorite show, and then the Muppets. And then when I turned 18, actually nobody celebrated with me. It was like the saddest thing ever. So my aunt felt really bad, because I was home from college for my birthday weekend, but nobody was home. And so she invited me over, and I had a birthday pineapple. And so I have all these pictures of me with a pineapple with candles out of it, because it was like a makeshift birthday party for my 18th birthday. And it was so fun. We had a good time.
Did you like pineapples, or that's just what she had on hand?
I think that's just what she had on hand. And I don't want to know why she had pineapples on hand.
Yeah, those have a different meaning these days. Actually, I was like, my mom would probably go, wait a minute, sheet cakes. She used to make our cakes every year until we got older. Because now that I'm thinking back, I had a strawberry shortcake party and she made it. Remember the tins where you pour the cake in and all the little things are there, and you do the little dot frosting.
I think my mom did that when we were younger, and I just don't remember it because I was too young to remember. As I got older, it was just a cake in a pan.
Yeah, so when we were real young, we picked our cake pan, and she made the cake. And one year I picked Garfield. Do you remember that? I don't even think that's still around. Why did I pick a Garfield party? I don't know.
That's so funny. I was a huge Garfield fan. So, I mean, like, I had all the comic books and everything, so that's why we're friends. We yeah. both love Garfield.
Garfield, Rainbow Bright, Strawberry Shortcake. Those are the three cakes that are coming to mind. As we got older, it was a sheet cake from Costco, the big bucket of ice cream.
Yep.
You had your friends over. You hung out. They sang to you. Maybe you got some presents.
Now, have you ever had a birthday party for your kids where you planned games and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I've done the whole thing.
Okay, so I've only done that once, and I just thought, that was not my favorite birthday party I had for my son. He really enjoyed it, but I thought I never want to do that again. So we've always done kind of free-for-all birthday parties where there's lots of activities they can do, but I'm not going to dictate what they do and when. So, like, we don't do crafts or anything like that. However, I do have boys, so most of mine have involved, you know, a bounce house or some indoor play area. We had an army birthday party one time.
Fun.
I don't know what we did for that, though. I just remember we had army stuff.
I did, like, when I did my daughter's 10th with the tents, I just got a big tablecloth, put it on the table. We went to Hobby Lobby. She picked out a bunch of art supplies, and they literally sat there and crafted. It wasn't an organized craft. It was just, here's a bunch of stuff. Some of them made picture frames. Some of them did the cool, like, adult coloring book things. But they sat at the table, and they talked, and they were crafting and having fun. And I thought, that's really what it should be. It was time together. They were just talking about life, their parents, their cousins, their friends. And so that was good. And then my older daughter, for her 13th, she just did a movie night. She had everybody come over. You know, some parents do the sleepover, some don't. So I wanted to be fair. So I just told them all, you can stay till 10 o'clock. And they all agreed on a movie and popcorn and candy and hung out in the backyard and jumped on the trampoline. So
accidentally last year, my 7-year-old, when he turned 7, got a gigantic birthday party. We took him to Legoland for 3 days. And
wow.
It was like an accidental birthday present. He really wanted to go to Legoland. Alex had moved to San Diego, so we wanted to go down and visit him. Alex was not even there. He was out on a ship while we were there. So we only saw his wife. The Legoland hotel was inexpensive for us to stay in. They had a suite, and so it was just easier than renting an Airbnb. And we did other things, but he got a 3-day Legoland birthday. Like, man, lucky kid. And I didn't even mean to plan that.
You've got a lot to top this year.
We had talked about his birthday is coming up in August, and we had talked about going to Roaring Springs. And so I looked up what their birthday parties. They do have birthday parties. You pay per person, and they've got a couple of amenities that go with it. But he kind of poo-pooed that idea. I'm like, all right, well, now what do you want to do? And he wants to go to Wahoo's.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, I am a fan of go somewhere other than your house. And I remember the first time my husband, Kurt, was like, are you kidding? You're going to pay that for a birthday party? And I said, you don't realize what you pay for a birthday party at the house. By the time you order the pizza or you buy all the hamburgers mm-hmm. and hot dogs and you cook and the supplies and all of that, it is easier to go to Oahu's or Roaring Springs, mm-hmm. pay the fee, be done. The trampoline parks, I'm a big fan.
Oh, like, we've the done the trampoline. We've
so
done.
Entertained.
We haven't done any of the same one twice, but we've done a bunch of trampoline parks. During COVID, my son, who is now in junior high, so he would have been late elementary school, he had a Nerf party with the neighbors because we did an outdoor party. We felt like that was responsible at the time, and that we bought hundreds of bullets, and the kids went outside and went crazy with the Nerf bullets. He thought that was one of the funnest parties he had ever had.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, yeah, and obviously times change, but yeah, I mean, we've had Nerf gun wars in our house, so, and we have two girls.
Yeah, the Nerf guns are good for everybody. I think too, for our house, we have a house with a pool, and so we have done a lot of pool parties since we moved into our house. And actually, that was one of the things we liked most about it, is we're going to have all the summer birthdays, we're going to have pool parties. So we had graduation pool parties, we had a couple of birthday parties. Well, this year our pool's getting redone. And so now the pool is not an option. And actually, I'm thinking that would be a really wonderful, it's a very easy birthday party. And we had had a pool party one time before moving to Idaho. we were part of a association that had a pool, and so we rented it out, and that was one of the easiest birthday parties I ever had, and the kids had a blast. And that time, though, when I rented it out, they had like a party coordinator who played games and stuff with them. So maybe that was a little more organized than I needed. When it's at my house, I don't do any organized games. They just play in the pool and eat candy and chips and things like that.
You're making me miss our pool. Yeah. So for my older daughter's 10th birthday, as I said, we do big 10th birthdays. We hired a taco truck that just came into our driveway. It was the easiest thing in the world. Everyone just went and got food when they were hungry. And we had an invite list, but she was also playing softball at the time and had a game that day. And how it happened, I don't know, but we ended up inviting just more and more people from the softball field. And I looked at my pool at one point, and it was so full of kids, you could barely see the water. I remember just texting the pool guy, like, you got a lot of work to do this week. That water was so muddy and gross. But she still talks about it and said it was one of her favorite birthdays because there was really no rhyme or reason other than, hey, the taco truck was in the driveway, kids were just in the pool, parents had a great time.
Well, with a pool, it accommodates a lot of different ages. Now, for my kids, the trampoline park does too, because all of my kids, no matter the age, and my kids are far apart, they like the trampoline park. And I think that we have had birthdays in the past, and I'm trying to remember where maybe the older kids weren't that interested in the birthday party. And if I'm going to pay for it, frankly, I want them all to participate. We just had a graduation party.
I was going to say, now that's something fun that you rented for Adam's graduation. So tell us about that, because I think that's a great local company.
Right. We rented, it was Big Game. What was
Yard
it?
Games?
It was Yard Games. Sorry. I had forgotten what it was called. Yard Games. And they're like gigantic Connect Four, gigantic Yahtzee. We had a ladder ball and we had Jenga. And they had other games that you could buy or rent, like cornhole and things like that. The kids really liked the Connect Four, and I know it's not called that. I don't remember what it's called on their website, but that's what it is. It's Connect Four. And I don't think it was called Jenga. I think it was called something else. They really enjoyed that. And then we had a charcuterie table laid out by Treasure Valley Picnic Company. That was nice because people could just graze. It was a grazing table. I can't remember the names of all these things I've rented. And that was really enjoyable. The games, I wish that I had organized that a little better, because then they wanted to do other things. And in the end, the older kids finally were out there playing with the Jenga, but it took a bit to get the games going. Yeah, I think that would be really fun with a pool party too, because the kids who didn't want to swim could go over and play with the yard games. And I'm really fortunate to have a yard that still exists, even though half of our yard is being redone in the pool. So that was very lucky, but I was just trying to figure out what can we do in this part of the yard that there's just grass. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of cool things you can do. So we have a winter birthday. So my older daughter's March. Mm-hmm. My younger daughter is September. So it is still very hot in most parts of the country in September. But my older daughter's already starting to think about her birthday, Eagle Island tubing. So she said, hey, maybe this year I could grab a couple of friends and go tubing. So there's an idea.
So, and it's not just the parties that I've hosted. It's the ones that my kids have been to. So my kids have been tubing at Eagle Island for a birthday, and they love it. In fact, I have actually never been there for tubing. My kids have only been there because they've gone for somebody else's birthday, or like the neighbors have taken them. So yeah. One of these days I'll have to get over there.
I mean, other things we've done too. A lot of times I do encourage my friends, I do encourage my kids, pick a couple friends and let's go do an experience. So we've done, pick three or four friends and we've all gone to the movies, and we'll take them to pizza after. But those are the things I like. It's not a mess at my house. I'm not stressing. One of my lessons learned, my tip for you is don't make all the food. I mean, I threw for my older daughter, her 5th big birthday was a Frozen theme. And let me tell you, I made the marshmallows on the toothpicks and I did the carrots, and
it's so nice for the photos, but
I will tell you, it was a picture perfect party, but I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. Literally exhausted. I spent so much time making food, and the kids don't eat that stuff. You know what they ate? The mac and cheese and the pizza, the stuff I didn't make. So that is my tip. Don't spend so much time unless it's something you love to do. If you love to cook and entertain, then by all means cook. But I have found kids are so happy when you just order a pizza or
My kids really like some of the parties that they've been to here in Idaho. So my youngest son, who was in preschool at the time, got invited to a party in Horseshoe Bend, and it was to a farm. They rode horses. They like played with chickens, and it was in the middle of winter.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It wasn't cold, huh?
It was, but, and this was an outdoor party, believe it or not, it was outdoor. They had like a big fire pit so we could all sit around the fire, so we really weren't cold. And then the kids loved riding the horses. That was super cool. I mean, as we were doing this, I thought, this would have never happened where we lived before. This is the most Idaho thing I had done at that point. And my van got stuck in the snow because I did not know how to drive in the snow. And all very exciting. But that was one of his favorite birthday parties that Avery went to. And I have to give this mom props. This mom literally had had a baby the week before.
Oh my gosh. I know. Some women are just power women.
Yeah. Way more powerful than me. But I think she had a lot of help with her family. But even so, I just couldn't believe that she was having this party the very next week. That was crazy.
Another thing that we've done too, and I don't know if you've noticed, but cookies are huge here in the Treasure Valley, the custom cookies. Mm-hmm. So I had a woman for, I think it was Cameron's 12th birthday. She came to the house and she maxed it out at 10 girls, but they all sat around the table. And she had a cool little screen, and she showed them how to decorate those fancy custom cookies. And
I remember seeing pictures on your Instagram from that. I was going to ask about that one.
Super easy. Not a lot of mess, because she brought everything. So I just laid out the tablecloth. And as soon as she was done, I just wrapped up the tablecloth, took it, put it in the trash, and we did a hot cocoa bar with it. So it was cookies and hot cocoa. I threw it at like 2 in the afternoon, so it wasn't quite lunch, wasn't quite dinner, didn't have to feed them. And it was perfect. They did cookies and hot cocoa. So, I mean, another easy, easy birthday idea.
So I had my oldest son. He's probably had the most large birthday parties over the years because he was the first one. So, of course. But he did have one very random birthday party. He wanted to invite friends over to sleep over. So he just invited a small amount of friends for a sleepover. They wanted to eat at Hometown Buffet.
Okay.
So we did it, and it was super cheap. And then he wanted to go to Open Gym, where he did gymnastics. So we went to Open Gym, and I think it was like $10 a kid for that. And they played and played and played. And then his gymnastics friends could go too, even though they weren't part of the party. They were there for Open Gym. And we went home, and I can't remember if this was the same year or if it was 2 years in a row, because it does blend together when there's so many. If it was the same year, he was super into Webkinz that year. Do you remember those?
No.
Okay, so your kids are too young and you're too old.
There you go.
So the Webkinz was before Club Penguin. Did your kids ever do Club Penguin?
Mm-mm.
Okay, these are like before Minecraft type of games. So they were these games where you could, it's past Tamagotchi. So they were like the online.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay,
yeah.
So Tamagotchis, you had to like make them stay alive. Well, Webkinz were these stuffed animals you could buy from Hallmark. Remember that store?
Yes.
You could buy these Webkinz, and they came in. They were like Beanie Baby type. So they were really cute and everything, and they would have a code on it. And then you would log into the Webkinz website.
Oh, I think I do kind of remember that. I just didn't know that's what they were called.
Yeah, he was obsessed with Webkinz. And so then they would be on the Webkinz website and then taking care of their whatever their animal was, and you'd have to feed it like you did with Tamagotchis. And then after the Webkinz came Club Penguin. Club Penguin was like the first game where kids could interact and chat with each other. Huh. And so there were a lot of like parental controls you could put on it. Just made me crack up that if I think back on it, that all that they do now started with Webkinz and Club Penguin. And if you have kids in the 18 to 25 age range, then you definitely have had kids play those games.
I mean, so I guess to kind of wrap up, like, birthday parties can be whatever you want them to be. I don't think you have to go out and do these huge elaborate things. My kids have been invited to those parties. I remember one of the parties, the woman bought each girl princess dress and shoes, and she had their makeup done. And I think Cameron was 7 years old. And of course she came home and was like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh no, that is not in our budget. But I think my kids have fun now. Just like, grab a couple friends, let's go somewhere, or the cookies. I mean, I'm all about low mess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a huge mess. I don't want a lot of cooking, because at the end of the day, they're not going to remember exactly what you serve them, but they're going to remember who was there and all of that.
So rapid fire, name like five places you could have a birthday party here for girls. What would be five good?
Fire. Well, Eagle Island is on our list for coming up. Wahoos, which I know your son's thinking about doing that, but my younger daughter's already talking about that for her party. Also, I mean, she's like, it would be fun to float the Boise River. I'm like, well, your birthday's September, but I guess we could do that in August because I think it's open till Labor Day.
I think so,
we could do an early birthday. I'm only on three. I always love just taking them to lunch in a movie. I think that is a great thing. Or I'll wrap up with my last one. I also told my daughter, take three friends to the mall. They all got something at Claire's because that was all the rage, you know, when she was getting into that. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory. So again, like, I mean, what you spend for three kids to eat at Cheesecake Factory and to buy something fun at Claire's, so you could have my kids throwing a big party at your house.
You could have my kids and go to Hometown Buffet. They thought that was like the greatest thing ever. Yeah. That still cracks me up.
Okay, so yours.
For kids, my boys. For boys, really great ones are, there's a Nerf place. I wish I could remember the name of it. It's like,
we'll post it on Instagram.
It's an indoor Nerf fighting place. Okay. They love all of the trampoline parks. So Urban Adventure or Urban Air, the one that's out in Nampa is Defy. Mm-hmm. They love those. A pool party.
A pool party.
That's going to be my go-to. Also,
there's also, just got to add, there's a pool you can now rent here in the Treasure Valley.
Where?
So we'll put that on Instagram. It's a woman. She's got a beautiful pool, and she rents it out. So if you are sitting there thinking, okay, Julie, but I don't have a pool, but you have a summer birthday in your family, there is a pool for rent. I'll make sure we post that on Instagram.
Well, I'm going to give another tip for a pool that is kind of really the very cheap way to go, but super fun. And honestly, I have found that when I have found something that really isn't a traditional birthday, like that going to that open gym for my son's gymnastics, that was super fun. Going to the Y, pay for everybody to get a day pass and just go play at the pool at the Y. And there, the South Y is super cool. And you would have to call them ahead of time and just find out how that all works. But you don't have to do an official birthday party. You know where I've had a birthday party? Sorry. And I think I only got to like number three.
Yeah, you're on three.
Okay, so I'll get back to the other two. But I had a birthday party at McDonald's once for my son. Now, it was not an official McDonald's birthday party, but he was turning one. And it just, we needed some place that we could all meet. And we had been having these play dates at the McDonald's playground. I know people probably don't do this anymore. He's now 18, so this is this is the one that's 12, but we had been doing it with the 18-year-old. And we met at the McDonald's playground. We had such a good time. I brought in little cupcake cone things that I made, and I never make birthday cakes. So
And I mean, that's another tip. You don't have to call it a birthday party, because sometimes when you call these places and you're doing a birthday party, if you're only going with five kids, just pay for the five kids to get in and celebrate.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't have to know it's a quote unquote birthday party. It's almost like when you say it's a wedding, the charge instantly goes up, right? Just take them and go. Okay, you're on number three. So four and five.
Roaring Springs, and I'm going to add a little caveat to the Roaring Springs. When I was looking up, should I just take kids in or should I pay for the birthday party? The price for the birthday party is the same as taking kids in, but you get additional services. So they've really marketed that, well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would do that. And then last is, I'm going to go with the movies too. Mm-hmm. So we've done movie birthday parties and then just come home. As I've gotten older and my kids have gotten older, I'm actually not a huge fan of sleepovers. I feel like sleepovers are just way to make everybody in your family miserable.
I will tell you, I let my younger one do it only because we're super close with the families. And it happened to work out that one of the moms was going to be out of town, so the daughter was going to stay with us anyway.
Right.
And my husband was out of town. So I was really the only one that had to deal with it. But in general, we don't do a lot of sleepovers.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing, but my kids have done them. We have been to them, and we will probably do them. One last birthday party, especially in Idaho, and especially for boys, and this is not a boy thing, but it could be a girl thing too, is going camping.
Oh, yep. We've actually done that.
That could be a really fun birthday party. And really, I think too, when we try to plan birthday parties, I want everybody to have fun, not just the birthday person. I think it needs to be for the other kids in my family. It needs to be for all the kids that are attending, that it's just a fun event that somebody has a birthday and we're going to sing to them at some point during the event.
Yeah. So we would love to continue the conversation on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So find our latest post for this podcast and tell us, what do you do for your kids' birthday parties, or what did we miss? We'd love to hear from you.
I'd also like to hear, because I have one child who does not like birthday cake. So we almost never have birthday cake for his birthday. We always have an alternative. What have you done as a birthday cake alternative?
Julian doesn't like birthday cake either. Oh. Cameron loves it. Jill does not. So we do cookies a lot of times.
We've done donuts. There was a place, this was in Southern California, that was a giant donut that you could order. It was like in the size of a Bundt cake, but it was a giant donut.
There you go.
That was super fun.
Yeah. So comment on our Instagram. Let us know, what did we miss for birthday ideas here in the Treasure Valley? And what do you do other than cake?
See you next week. Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram at Jen and Julie Pod.